Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches make space in their lives for freedom. When in your day do you feel free? Maybe with all of the things that are going on in the world, like the coronavirus and other unrest, you may feel pressed upon. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, avoid swapping one thing for another. Have you ever looked at self-help books on time management? And they're always trying to cram one more thing into your day. And I'm suggesting that we subtract one. If you have too many things on your plate, you may be overwhelmed. So instead of swapping out something for another, maybe you ought to just take it off your plate completely. Even in our faith, we can overjam our schedules. For example, if you have a morning practice of a prayer or ritual or meditation, and then you have an afternoon ritual, and then later on you would have a meditation in the evening, maybe just subtract one. You'll still get value, but you won't feel overwhelmed. And now our second insight. Don't overschedule. As we talked about in the first insight, instead of swapping something out, subtract something. When I talk about overscheduling, I think about the categories in our lives, such as family, friends, exercise, and many other things. If you have a daily schedule, maybe try taking something off your plate. In this way, you'll have a better handle on the things that you do have, and you'll feel a little more sane. The old idea was to arrive early at an appointment and then take time to rest. You could even do a chant or just breathe. Breathing can help you not overcram or overschedule anything. Now, for our third insight, choose simple but profound ways to bring in the gods. Do you have rituals that maybe are a little bit long and elaborate? Maybe think about doing something a little more powerful in a shorter amount of time. Say you do a meditation and you can set up a space on the astral plane. It may take a while to set up that astral space, but once you have it, it's easy to go to where you can meet the gods and it's all ready for you to go. Even a candle ritual can be simple and profound. For example, I did a candle lighting ritual with a family member just before he had a meeting with a possible client. The meeting went really well, and the simple candle lighting ritual was profound, and it had a big impact, and it didn't have to be elaborate, and it didn't have to take a lot of time. And now I will summarize. The first insight was, avoid swapping one thing for another. Number 2, don't overschedule. And number 3, choose simple but profound ways to bring in the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.